the sport for now.
Thanks very much, Johnny.
You're listening to Newsday on the BBC World Service. Let's talk about cancer treatment now. Cancer cells have a defensive system designed to neutralize chemotherapy, which means that sometimes chemo doesn't work.
But scientists in the United States are developing one method that might be able to change that. Professor Paula Hammond is a chemical engineer at the Koch Institute of MIT. That's the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. She's one of the researchers. Let's listen to a little of what it's about.
To combat this defense system that makes cancer cells resistant to the chemotherapy treatment, we are delivering something that can actually disable the way in which these cancer cells fight the drug. And the way that we do this is we can use siRNA. Now, siRNA is essentially a molecule that can block a gene inside one's body. And if we choose a very specific siRNA that's coded to block the gene that enables cancer cells, then we can get rid of the cancer cell's defense mechanism by blocking it.
So it would then receive the chemotherapy?
That's right. This would allow it to then receive the chemotherapy drug and allow the chemotherapy drug to take effect without being ejected out of the cell.
Tell me, you've experimented, I understand, this method on mice. What have been the findings?
We have found that when we have mice that have triple-negative breast cancer tumors and we administer our siRNA combined with a chemotherapy drug inside a nanoparticle, that we're able to get the tumors to shrink and eventually to go away. On the other hand, if we just deliver the chemotherapy drug by itself, the tumor actually grows.
It sounds incredibly exciting, and I'm sure many of our listeners that have had any interaction with the disease would really want to know, how long would it take before this treatment might be available for humans?
To go through the proper testing, we would need to go through clinical trials, and that means it would take something between around 6 to 9 years for this to reach patients in general.
And maybe it's difficult to say right now, but when you work on this process, are you hopeful?
I'm absolutely hopeful. In fact, we're very excited about this method because it can be generalized. We're blocking one very specific kind of gene in cancer cells, but we can actually block any gene in cancer cells using this kind of arrangement. And it's really a method that can be adapted to several different kinds of cancers.
Well, that was going to be my next question. So is it very specific cancers that you can work with? I know you say a number.
That's right. In reality, most cancer cells have some form of defense mechanism. And if we can actually find the correct way in which to block them, we can address virtually any cancer using this kind of combination of siRNA and the chemotherapy drug.
It's Professor Paula Hammond with MIT, as I mentioned, one of the researchers on this project. She did say that it could take about 9 years before it may be available for humans.